It's back.
It's back. This is Unmasked, the Chronicles of Romaran and Sandata. Your boys are back. Well,
finally.
You're finally back. This is Romaran, formerly known as Sandata.
You can feel the exhaustion.
it's Friday and it's a long day. And it's been a long week. It's been a long life. With me, back in the studio, back in the Philippines, back in sad old Manila.
Sad old Manila.
ABL Anselmo. What up, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Feeling great. But yeah, of course, we've had a long day today. So,
okay, so this is our first recording in a month.
Almost a month.
A month.
Yeah.
Tapos, it is the first recording session since the show premiered.
Yeah.
So, the past six episodes, the sixth episode dropped yesterday, we recorded that long, long before the show premiered. And, siempre, we couldn't, you know, adjust in real time.
Of course, of course.
So
we had different lives.
We did have different lives. So, speaking of different lives, yeah. What happened since our last recording a little over a month ago?
So,
what happened with you?
With me?
Oh.
So over a month ago, I went to the United States. Mm. So I just visited family. Mm. So I went, first stop was like New York, New Jersey. Mm. Went to Niagara Falls. I was literally looking at Toronto. Like, that's Toronto.
Tapos and then, what? The show happened, diba? Forbidden Door?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I was in the US for Forbidden Door. Oh. But I wasn't at Niagara Falls for Forbidden Door. Mm. And Drake was on top of the pin, and I was like, okay, hi. And then, yeah, I went to LA, Disneyland, of course, obviously. One of the, I mean, when they said happiest place on earth, they do mean that.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. It's been a while. It's been 20 years, almost 20 years since I've been to Disneyland.
And you should.
Yeah.
I mean, any Disneyland.
It doesn't have to yeah, be. Yeah, yeah. It's been almost 20 years. By the way, forgot the intro.
Right.
Yeah, no. Forgot the intro. if you're here listening to this episode, siempre, you have probably been watching and listening to this podcast for the past 6 weeks the most.
Yeah.
This is a podcast where I recap my career as a pro wrestler in the local Philippine wrestling industry.
Except this episode.
I was getting to that. We're working through it chronologically.
Yeah.
And we just finished 2015, the year 2015, in episode six, the last episode. So this episode, unfortunately, has no old stories for you this week.
Well, I mean,
and that is the sound of people skipping to the next podcast.
Next, okay, let me go back to wrestling podcast.
If you're still here, this is a mid-season check-in, save point,
yeah,
if you will. Because this is like literally the midpoint of the season. We are going for 12 episodes for season one, and siempre, because we recorded six episodes before the show premiered, we wanted to catch you up on current day.
Oh, on current day role.
Yeah. Current day, all of us. Current day, all of us.
Of course.
So my question for you is, anong balita sa wrestling after work?
Wrestling after work is, it's still undergoing through the changes. And also, as I said, rebranding. And you know what? I'm going to drop it right now. We're dropping the wrestling part. So it's just after work. So that's the new podcast. It's after work. So it's the after work podcast.
Okay.
So we're going to be out there more than just wrestling. But of course, we'll still have wrestling.
It's like, okay.
We'll still have you guys. We'll still have Jude. Jude is still part of the group immediately. Okay. We still have a lot of people to like invite and have fun with. But yeah, that's what's after work right now.
Okay, sabi mo yan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then ABL went on vacation. I went on vacation.
Okay.
To jolly old Singapore, the little red dot.
Okay. So now that you've gone to that Singapore part, now you have to go deep on this one.
Deep?
Yeah. What did you do in Singapore?
Well, we saw the sights. It was my girlfriend's first time.
How long, by the way?
8 days.
Really?
It felt 7 days, sorry. 7 days. No way. It felt long, but it also was really short.
Or maybe because of the social media content.
Yeah, and dami kang content. Eh.
Okay.
But it was really short. Like seven days takes a lot out of your Philippine pesos. But it is also pretty short then. Especially if you're also kind of working sometimes in your day job. And syempre, I know where you're going with this. If you saw my Instagram, I did do a training session with Grapple Max, my friends at Grapple Max. I was supposed to do more, actually, not just with Grapple Max. I was supposed to train with Ring of Rebirth with my friend, the Eurasian Dragon. I was also invited to train with SPW.
What happened? But why did it not pan through?
Okay, wait. Andrew Tang, because I was back from Japan. He was training with Tajiri in Kyushu Pro. So, marami siyang bit-bit, marami siyang baon, pasalubong when he came home.
Okay.
And it was his first training back. Like, when I was there, it was literally, he just got back. It was his first training session back with the SPW boys. But I trained with Grapple Max, and I felt how out of ring shape I was.
Oh,
yung warm-ups pa lang nila, which is the basic rolls, I barely got through it.
Wait, prior to working out with them, do you still work out wrestling-wise?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, no, that's the thing.
I don't do wrestling drills.
That's why you're out of shape.
Yes,
yeah.
There is ring shape, and then there is aesthetic shape.
Yeah,
there's also some sports shape, but there is nothing like wrestling ring shape.
Okay.
So I got a rude awakening for that, that. I got through it, but nung warm up, that was the conditioning part, kasi that was the most conditioning. But you know, me 5 years ago, that was a warm up.
Yeah,
that was a real legit warm up lang.
And now,
it was a full ass workout that I was kind of embarrassed. But you know, I told everyone, man, it's my first training session in over a year.
Yeah,
so
really over a year.
Yeah, over a year.
Okay.
So, and when we were training last year, before we officially went to MWF, yung conditioning namin kasi wasn't super intense. Like, I was still doing wrestling drills, conditioning drills, but in a manageable pace, and we didn't have that much time to do them.
Who were with you when you were doing?
I was with JDL, Main Max, some you guys. What the hell? You were there.
I didn't know that was the time period.
That was the time period. Okay, no, before that, before that.
Yeah.
Some boot campers that kind of went with us. See, Aaron Liwanag was also part of that.
Right. We did train him with them.
Yes. So, yun, that was my last wrestling cardio session.
Okay.
So it's been a while. Even though I did do some cardio stuff, like on my own, nothing beats wrestling drills kasi. Like, I can show you myself if you want to train with me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, one other reason might be because I didn't take enough carbs. I am still cutting, which I will change soon.
Are you serious? You're cutting right now?
Yeah, like, but not fast enough. So I'm going to take a break because you can't be on perma-cut forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I didn't take enough carbohydrates.
For what reason?
Huh? For what reason?
Yung cutting mo.
Because just, I wanted to look sexy. What the hell, man?
I want
to look sexy. Don't you?
Hey, there are some people who have different reasons.
Yeah. But, well, like, I used to want to look like a Japanese Tito from late 80s, early 90s, all Japan. But at some point then, it is kind of unhealthy.
Yeah, of course. It's unhealthy, copious amounts of beer.
And meat and rice. Diba?
Exactly.
And you know, chanko nabe.
Yeah.
So it's still nice, pero syempre, you also do kind of want to look sexy, like Edge and Christian. You seen Christian's topless photo?
Bro, he looks great.
Yeah, diba?
I don't know if you saw, like, when he first started.
Of course. Uh-oh.
No, I meant when he just came back to AEW, after, like, turning heel on Jungle Boy.
Mm.
He cut off the sleeves.
Oh, he did cut off the sleeve.
But you could see that it was cut off.
Oh, wow.
But, like, when he got further into the line, it was legitimately he was buying cut off turtlenecks. I was like,
So, kasi gym.
Bro, in the gym, nan.
I'll take a photo with a cut off turtleneck. I'll message Christian. No, yeah. So, we've digressed.
Too far.
I didn't take enough carbohydrates. I thought I was getting away with just eat. 7-Eleven in Singapore is selling chicken breasts in plastic.
Bro, it's way different.
Yes, I fucking love that shit.
7-Eleven in other places, except the Philippines, is great.
I want to import the chicken breast.
Oh.
It's so good. Because it's like 20 grams of protein in one and one. It was like $2.
Yeah.
And may sauce siya. It's marinated in sauce. So,
what?
Yes. Legit. And it was $2.
Marinated in sauce.
Yes. And it's 20 grams right away of protein. And you just have to heat it in the microwave.
Bro,
it's fucking insane.
7-Eleven, and when I was in LA, 7-Eleven had legit full blown meals.
Yeah.
Like, let's say pizza, taquitos, just laying around.
If my Singaporean friends are listening to this episode or to this show in general, in this episode, they'll know what I'm talking about. Gusto kong gawing business yun, import and distribute yung chicken breast in a bag and distribute it everywhere. Because the chicken breast in a bag was exclusive to 7-Eleven in Singapore.
Do your friends and your wrestling friends in Singapore, do they?
I don't know, but they should, because it's fucking good. It's like what, 100 something calories? A little around 100 calories. Okay. That is not a lot.
Pretty ideal.
Oh,
especially if you're cutting.
Oh, tapos the ratio is 100 calories to 20 something grams of protein. What the fuck, man?
You look like you had a great time.
Yes,
in Singapore. You said about a while ago about sites like.
I wasn't done. Because I only had the protein, I didn't have the carbs for energy.
Oh right, right.
I almost died. But then when it came time to do the wrestling sequence drills, that was slower because we have breaks in between. Mm-hmm. So I was able to get through that, but after every rep, I was almost clutching for dear life. But it was through being gassed that I learned the value of going slow. Less is more.
Oh right!
Did you see the Samoa Joe versus CM Punk match? From Collision.
Okay, so
they went super slow. And Punk versus Kojima in Forbidden Door.
Bro,
so he went super slow, and I appreciated it because. It was a great pace. Na okay, let's fucking do it super slow. And then he made every hit matter.
If CM Punk wrestles this way every
time, diba?
Bro, don't need to see old CM Punk.
Yeah, so yun yung ano, we super digress, but yun yung nangyari sa akin sa Grapple Max training. It was fun, and I got the stamp of approval from end boss Greg. He said that, syempre I have to climb all the way back.
Of course.
To where I was before, but I still got it.
How many days were you training with them?
Just one.
Just one.
I say the training days were Wednesday and Saturday.
Oh, so you couldn't make it.
Yeah. And then I don't know if they had other training days because they have a show next week.
Okay.
They didn't have a show last month, so I don't know if they had extra training days, but I think they are now because the show is drawing near.
Did you guys do like a mock match?
No, the video you saw of me doing a sequence.
That was it?
That was it.
Okay.
Okay lang naman, because it was still, ring cardio.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, because I got super dead in that session, I wanted to lay off muna. Because I know the next day was SPW training with Andrew Tang.
Oh no!
And
so
then
you went,
I know.
Oh, so you
I
went too straight.
No, I did not go. Because I knew they were gonna. He was gonna kill us. Because he was training with Tajiri, and I know Tajiri almost killed MWF guys with yung half na ano.
Okay.
Half the I don't know if they almost killed, but syempre it's still strenuous. It's still rigorous with only half of the full intensity of his training at Kyushu Pro. So I knew I was gonna die, and I didn't want to die in front of Andrew.
But did you watch?
I didn't go.
No. Oh, okay.
I just rested. I know, because it was Thursday, so we did the podcast. I did the live stream from Singapore.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See, Dr. Gore invited me, even though we're not close, but he was really nice to try and, get me a slot so training the Andrew, because he was only training like 20 guys or a little
under. Oh, of course.
Sure. Yeah. Tapos, Ring of Rebirth was gonna have a training session on the Friday and Saturday of that week, but my friend Eurasian Dragon wasn't gonna be in the Friday session, and I wanted to catch up with him specifically. Oh. And then on Saturday, it was the free day to go around.
Oh, so okay.
I didn't want to pass
really?
That
on.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Itinerary-wise,
yeah.
You shouldn't have gone out on a Saturday.
Yes, pero my girlfriend was working on the weekdays.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Understood. So we couldn't, understood.
We couldn't have gone out.
Okay.
So, you know, sorry. I only trained one day. But I wanted to train a lot more days.
But were you able to like reconnect with some of your guys? Yeah. Like some of the people that...
I had dinner with the Grapple Max boy, Greg.
I love Grapple Max.
I caught him up with what's happening in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. I wanted to thank Greg for recommending MWF to the THQ Nordic guys.
All right.
The THQ Nordic team.
That's why
we have early access for AEW Fight Forever. I'll talk about that in an episode of the podcast, of the Wrestling podcast, because Rowan and I will be doing a review of the game.
Because they have been playing extensively somehow. So, yep.
Yeah. Yun. So that is my Singapore adventures and my slight dalliance with training again. And it was fun. I missed it. I missed doing the thing. And I also realized that I still have it, whatever that is.
Ah, you have it.
Yeah.
So you see there's like a small fire burning. Mm. A little bit. No fan yet. No fan yet on that fire.
There would be a fan, but you know, people gotta be adults.
Or it's turned off, you know, something like that.
Mas malakas yung hangin ng adulting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know?
It's just small blue flames.
Yeah.
Wait.
I was able to train in Singapore because I was on leave from work.
Of course.
Diba? So like,
and it's a Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
The Wednesday is training, yeah. A good day, actually.
So,
at least
I noticed, Nyana, when I'm not working in my day job, I am able, like other people, I'm able to do the wrestling thing.
Wait, so both you and your girlfriend were working on the weekdays?
Oh, no. She was, because she didn't take a leave.
How about you?
I took a leave because I was...
But you were just with her?
Yeah. Like, you would go to lunch and then we'd come back and she'd work.
And what were you doing
most of the time? No,
you're watching wrestling.
Yes, I was.
I knew it.
Of course, I had to.
Okay. So while you were out for a week. I was out for 3 weeks.
Yes, you were.
But while in those 3 weeks, what happened with like MWF?
We got the TV deal. RJ Manila, Rock of Manila TV.
Rock of Manila TV.
They chose it because they offered a better deal. I don't want to get into, I'm not allowed to get into what the other deal was.
We don't have to. Yeah.
But it is RJ and may historical thing. Kasi siya, may tie-in,
of course.
You know, Filipino wrestling goes back to RJ TV where it all started. My only concern lang is whether or not everyone has the channel. It's Sky Cable Channel 229. In a problem kasi I only know that it's on Sky Cable. People have been asking if it's on Signal or others. Pero
will there be an update on it?
It will have to come from RJ, from Rock of Manila.
Okay, there we go.
I also don't know kung may online part from
platform like on it
from RJ, but I know we'll be showing the episode still ahead of time on Gank. The thing with Gank is it's a paywall,
so you will have to
invest then in it. Maybe one day we won't have to require the paywall, but you know,
or maybe the paywall is for the pay-per-views
special events for sure.
So I'm glad you guys did it. You know, it's been a long time since like local Filipino wrestling
was on TV.
Yeah, so this has been long time coming.
Like prime time shit. No, because
what time is it?
I don't know.
Did they say?
I actually don't know.
Oh, not yet.
I just always thought like on some midnight shit.
Oh, bro. Okay.
10 p.m. shit on Solar.
I used to watch Pinoy wrestling on RJ.
Oh, what time was it?
Dude, I watched it like 12 midnight.
Oh, fuck.
So I was like, bro, come on. Like, I want to see it. Like,
I'm not taking a shit on RJ. Like, I just hope that it's not in an ungodly hour, because a lot of people want to watch it.
Of course, of course. And it's gaining ground, you know. A lot of people are like really talking about it on social media.
Yeah.
Everyone's for some weird reason, people I work with or people that have no idea about wrestling are talking to me about it. Like, hey, it's on TV.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's on TV. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how.
RJ is also partnering with us as their flagship programming doon.
Oh.
So that's what I'm understanding. So
if it's flagship, I think it's going to be primetime.
I hope
so.
For sure. I hope that it's a successful champion for both MWF and RJ, Rock of Manila. Because champion, who wants it to fail? About like,
yeah, it's
you're a hater if you want it to fail. You're an op if you want it to fail.
You're a troll. You're a social media troll that doesn't deserve social media.
Exactly.
Okay, so now that we've gotten past through our like
catch up,
personal catch up, right? Now, I think we should catch up on what we were talking about, like on the previous episode. So I think this is the part where we stop catching up and we start fact checking in.
Yeah. Yes, because we recorded 6 episodes before the show premiered.
Mm-hmm.
Yun nga, I said we couldn't adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Syempre, I have like the memory of a guy who takes head bumps. And you know, spikes himself when he takes a DDT.
I will get
some things wrong, and I already have gotten some things wrong. Some friends from the business have already messaged me about the things that I got wrong, which is fair.
And it's not.
I don't have everything in writing.
Go ahead.
I didn't consult.
Correct
them.
Us if we are wrong.
So what we'll do moving forward on Unmasked, every other episode, we will check in with a fact check segment.
Ah, so we have a new segment to come in.
Yeah, to clarify lang, anything that I have gotten wrong, because I will be getting things wrong.
So basically, this is fact-checking for the first 6 episodes that we've done.
Yes, sir.
So, but moving forward, every episode...
Every other episode. Yeah, like I said, every time we record.
Yeah.
So, diba?
There will be a fact-checking.
Okay, for those who don't know Movie Magic, we're recording 2 episodes at a time.
Yeah. We gotta make, gotta make it going.
Yeah. Okay. So, like I said, this is also not just, my podcast as Sandata, as the story of Sandata and Romeo Moran in the wrestling industry. It's also a history podcast of Philippine pro wrestling in the 2010s moving forward. So, I want it to be as accurate as it could be. That includes getting even tiny details right.
Yeah.
So, if you are my friend, my colleague in the business, and I got something wrong, tell me, message me, comment on my Instagram, send me a message, send me a DM, message me on Facebook, because I wanted to make it correct. Okay. To a reasonable degree, like if I know that you are making shit up to make yourself look good.
Oh,
if I'm talking shit about, if I end up talking shit about you, kasi,
do we add that? No, I'm kidding. I mean, we can.
No, if I end up criticizing you, not talking shit.
Yeah.
If I end up criticizing you, and then you're just
trying to get yourself over.
Napapabongga. Syempre, there is an extent,
Of course. So go ahead.
Okay, so we have quite a bit of things to fact check. First is from the first episode, I think.
Yeah.
JDL.
Okay.
Jake De Leon messaged me about this. I said he was in charge of creative in 2018 before he stepped down. I mentioned kasi that when I got booked to MWF by Tarek El Tayesh, he was mad because he didn't know. And then I said that he wanted to align, syempre, the MWF booking with my PWR booking.
Yeah.
So that part is wrong. The part where I said it should be aligned was not him. It was Red Oliero.
Oh, there we go. So it
and
was Red.
JDL just wanted to know when we were getting booked to MWF.
Oh, so JDL was more of like logistics lang.
I don't know logistics, but he just wanted a heads up. Like, okay. I guess he just... No, this is an invitation to clarify again. But it was a few weeks ago that he messaged.
Okay.
So he just wanted to say that. He just wanted to know. He just wanted to find out.
Okay.
Okay, next was from episode 2. Owen Babasa, one of the head of creative in PWR's first year.
Okay.
Because we were talking about DualShock and how we always lost, right? And I said that we should have won more.
Oh.
So he said that he wanted to clarify that the plan for DualShock was to break us up sooner than later.
Yeah.
So the tag team was a temporary solution to weaknesses of myself and Peter Versosa. They put us together because I would be the better character and talker, while mm-hmm. Peter would carry the team with his athleticism.
Okay.
So yun yung dahilan, and that's why we always lost. So there would be a reason for us to break up.
So you only found out recently?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But it would make sense though, because you know, most like singles guys, yung parang wala silang ginagawa. You know, the best thing that you could do to them is put them in a tag team, and then maybe something happens, or maybe may mag-break up and then they become like elevated to become better single stars. So I think that was the plan.
Yeah, pero I didn't think, well, Peter kasi was kind of ready kasi he was putting out some good matches mm-hmm. in his singles bookings. So okay yan for him. Yeah, he was the Shawn Michaels of that in
stop,
that time.
Stop.
In that time.
Yo.
Like obviously as time went on, it's different.
You're not Sean and Marty. Come on.
I'm not Marty anymore. But
it's like Rene Dupree, Kenzo Suzuki breakup. No. what a deep cut. Deep cut Jesus reference. God. No.
From 20 years ago.
Hindi naman sila nag-breakup. So, yeah. Anyway. So, na dual shock. We got that out of the way. Mm. How about the PWR line?
Yeah, this one is a minor detail. I said, I mistakenly said that TV5 was showing the PWR Live show on TV. Hindi pala. It was on their digital platform that they were trying to make work at the time. See, D5? I don't know
Sayang
if you remember D5?
I remember D5 because of
the Jasmine Curtis show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Wasted opportunity.
Come
on.
I just didn't think that they knew how to properly do it.
Okay.
But yeah, there was... I know that D5 was... I remember it correctly that they were airing the show by match.
Okay.
But they did upload the show as a full show. That's why we were able to get a ripped copy of it.
It's not just the match. Okay.
Yeah. It's an entire show. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, after that, then we go on to the pictures.
Mm.
And then you remembered something about your subsequent feud with Peter.
Yeah, the breakup. No, this is a super minor detail. I said because we didn't have mic time when we broke up.
Okay.
But Peter had the mic pala. And
a lot?
He cut a promo, a frustrated promo on saying, oh, but talo na naman tayo. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, after the loss or before?
After the loss, syempre.
Okay.
Because that was the breakup.
Okay.
So, yun, he was actually cutting a promo. And that was funny because he is never comfortable talking on the mic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why he never did the Smart Gilas Filipinas podcast with us.
Oh,
because at the time
he was being booked to do Smart Gilas Filipinas podcast or
no? Because at the time PWR was new. PWR was newer than our podcast.
Okay.
So at the time they were promoting the guys on the show,
mm-hmm.
on our show. So we managed to do everyone, even me. As kayfabe sandata, that was really bad. I hope that you guys never listen. It's up on Spotify, but you please don't find it.
I'll find it. I mean, I just want to listen to baby roll.
We never approached him, and nobody ever suggested him because I knew that he wasn't gonna be comfortable with it.
Be real to me, though.
I know.
Like out of 10,
what?
Mic skills. How did it go? Like,
I don't.
Was it really bad? Was it cringy?
I don't remember. Basta ang alam ko lang kasi as his partner, he never wanted to talk.
Oh.
He couldn't find a gimmick that really he was really super comfortable in until he did the flat Earth thing in 2018.
Oh my god! Okay, so I was caught up on that one. He did the flat Earth. Okay.
Yun yung pinaka comfortable niya kasi that was literally him turned up to 11.
He's apparently the Kyrie Irving of PWR.
Oh yes. It was a thing back then.
Okay, so lastly, you know, this is the part where you know we got through all those fact check stuff, but there's not a fact check part. But something that you forgot.
Yes.
So what was that?
Noong December shows of 2015, I debuted a new mask.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a new... Because there was a thing... Well, there was a thing where I wanted to change or, you know, find a design that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried something I really wanted to try was a Spider-Man inspired mask. And I really liked the Spider-Man 2099 mask, which you all know by now because of Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Like the quote-unquote normies.
Yeah.
Ngayon nilang nalalaman yun. Yeah, but Jesus Christ. One of the best Spider-Mans, in my opinion. I mean, design-wise.
Yeah.
Not the character so much, but...
At the time, only one person understood the reference.
Who did?
One of the Del Rosarios, because they were also Spider-Man fans.
Oh.
I think it was Matt. So, yun. Siya lang nakaintindi nun. And then if I debuted it now, like everyone would be, oh, Spider-Man 2099. So it was fun.
How long did the mask?
I did not last long.
Oh.
I can't remember when it died.
Who made the mask?
My ex-girlfriend, Cher. She was making the masks up until we broke up.
Okay.
I know I only used it for a while and then I had to go back to the first mask.
Oh,
the first quote-unquote mask.
Not the...
Duct tape mask.
There we go. So now we got that.
Yeah, player. We got that out of the way. Yun. So I had to go back to the first mask after that because it was really, really falling apart. We used a different material for it. We tried to use an actual leather.
Oh.
And it was just not stitched properly because I think the
was it heavier? Like, did you feel?
No,
like
the garter was just loose. Parang it was not as flexible as the first mask.
So you were wrestling, like you were fixing it.
No, it broke at a point na it stopped tightening.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Tapos nag-fade din yung kulay ng shiny parts.
But did you like the mask?
Yeah, I definitely like the mask.
Okay.
You can see it in the video I posted kanina on Instagram.
If you check shang.daddy on Instagram, you should follow that guy.
Yeah.
Of course, there are some clips there and he did our future episode. Mm. Yeah? Mm. The Invasion match?
No, that was literally the last episode. What the hell?
Oh, right. No.
Good on the recording schedule.
I got mixed up. Jet lag. Anyway, that's my excuse.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah. We got through our checkpoint.
Yeah, that is a checkpoint.
This is like the floppy disk in GTA.
Obviously, if you tapped out before this, you wouldn't be listening to this part. Yeah. But if you're here, if you're still here after, I know, without the stories, thank you for listening. And thank you for, you know, having stuck with the Unmasked podcast for the past 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Did you get any positive reactions or feedback about the show?
Well, actually, I've gotten... good reviews mostly. Mm. Maybe just because they're my friends.
Yeah, but they don't know me, right?
Of course. But, you know, I've gotten a lot of like great reactions.
Mm.
I have some toy chats and then I see like one guy like, oh, you're the co-host of
look at you!
The show. And I was like, oh.
Ikaw na. Ano yung co-host?
Malaki yung ulo. No. But yeah, I have a lot of good reviews from people about it. And they actually like hearing your stories, you know, because it's not a lot of like local wrestling scene that tells you what's happening behind the scenes or whatever. So it's refreshing to them that it's not just WWE.
Yeah.
It's not just AEW.
I hope so.
Like wrestling that you know that you watch on TV. There's more out there.
Oh, thank you, guys. Because ako naman, yung feedback ko is mostly from fans, old PWR fans, and syempre.
Bro, we have a lot of like coming back fans.
Coming back.
Parang yung they watched old PWR and then they stopped watching. They just went back to WWE. Kasi parang biglang you come back with this podcast and they're like, uy, bro, oh, yeah, I remember Sandata. Yeah, exactly. I
remember Sandata. He was shitty.
No.
He was shitty
actually,
and skinny.
Let's give a shout out to a friend, one of our friends, Martin Vicencio.
Martin V.
Yeah, but he would like...
They won-ish.
Oh, they won. Oh, right. He's day one-ish. Yeah, he is legit day one-ish. So it's one question that I think we should, you know, get it out of the way before we end this episode.
Mm.
During your time as a wrestler, there was a chant that was going on in PWR shows. It was dicks out for Sandata. It's yeah. what it's the way like dicks out for Harambe, for all the
yeah, yeah.
for all the meme lords out there. But dicks out for Sandata. Did you have any idea like how it started?
I know that it started from this group of fans called Heckler's Row.
Heckler's Row. Yeah.
They're our friends, but you know, but the fact that they call themselves Heckler's Row was annoying because we don't want hecklers. But yeah. they weren't actually hecklers. They were just really annoying fans. I can say that because one of my friends is there. So Lance,
passionate fans. Yeah,
Sino Lance were the ones who came up with the dicks out versus that the thing. They just wanted to get themselves over with funny chants. Oh, yeah, man. Yun, that's it. That's why they were annoying. So yun, it's good because you know I got a reaction. You know, people liked me. That's cool, I guess. So thank you. I actually that memory was buried deep,
and then inside. You suddenly pulled it out.
Yeah, then Martin pulled it out.
He even had the. I'll show you the pictures of these. Oh no, you're tagged on Twitter. He sent like some of the signs. Yeah, check it out right now. It's right there. That picture. See that sign.
What, he has a poster?
No, I don't know, but I mean it's there. I don't know how we can edit it. Yeah. I don't know how we can edit it in the video.
I'll edit it into the video.
Yeah, but
kasi ako yung gumagawa ng
reels. Okay, so yeah, that's the picture, and you'll see the signs that they were using for you.
Yeah, they just want to be funny, I guess, because they like me. I mean, so thank you guys.
No, I mean they did obviously.
But yun, yeah, speaking of feedback, so. Siyempre, the people I know who are listening to this are not just my friends and family, but also fans. Siyempre, my friends, my colleagues in the wrestling industry. So it's all a fun trip down memory lane for them.
Do you have like old friends commenting?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
but not everyone that we get to mention. Mm-hmm. So yun lang. So thank you guys for receiving this so warmly. I hope that you continue to enjoy because I think it's a little hard to enjoy when some of the stories are about you, siempre. Mm-hmm. You get involved and it's not always a good story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I still don't know actually how I'm going to tackle everything that's happened over the years, over the past decade. So,
how about one episode? If you don't have an idea of what to do in an episode, let's do a Q&A.
Okay.
I'll gather all the questions. Sure. If you don't have an idea of what to do for the next episode.
We have a lot of events to go through. So
let's put that on the Spotify like question. Do you guys want to see an unmasked Q&A? Let's do that one time.
Let's do it.
All
right.
I'm glad we're back, my friend.
We're back. And siyempre, Abiel, tell the people where they can find you.
Of course, it's at Abiel Anselmo. That's on Twitter and on Instagram. You can find me posting a lot of different shit and also the reels from Shang.Daddy. I mean, heads up. But I also post now wrestling on Instagram.
Good. Very
but
good.
If you want to talk about wrestling, that's all on Twitter. How about you, Ro?
Okay. I got a lot of things to plug. First is, siyempre, MWF, Action Novela TV on RJ Rock of Manila, Sky Cable Channel 229. Let's hope it appears on other cable subscriptions, cable networks. I don't know what the word is. ManilaWrestling.com. If you want to see the episodes before they air on TV, pero siyempre, I know that you guys want to catch it for free. Siyempre, a good step to catch it for free. And then if you want to support us, please subscribe to Gank so you can get it as they come, or you can just go to the shows. Go live. The next show is on August 20. That is a Sunday for sure. And it's going to be at the Power Max Center Spotlight in Circuit Makati, one of our old stomping grounds.
And I will be there.
Oh, dapat lang. What was the last MWF show you've been to?
Yeah, I've been too long. But no, I've been having... Listen, I've been having a tough time trying to break a schedule, but now I saw the tickets immediately, so I was like, okay, you know what? Let's do it. Let's book it. So
yeah, so it's gonna be Road to Fate, 2023. God, 2023.
And maybe this is the day that Sandata, you know, or Roman,
if I ever come back, it's not going to be anytime soon. I just told the story of me almost dying in fucking Singapore.
I don't know.
So if I ever, if, because remember, we want to keep it a surprise.
Huge if.
If there is a comeback in the cards, it will be at least half a year from when I decide to do it, because I want to get back in shape. How about, in ring shape.
How about social media?
Yeah, social media. At shang.daddy on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads.
He's in Threads.
Yeah, I'm on Threads. I check it every now and then. But I guess all the action still happens on
Twitter.
On Twitter, siempre. We can't quit this like Brokeback Mountain. Can't quit you. At Rose War on Twitter.
Okay.
And yeah. Thank you guys for listening, for making it to episode 7 of Unmasked. We got to 40 minutes, I think. That's pretty cool.
This is nice, actually.
Yeah. We'll see you on the next episode. It's going to be big. One of Philippine wrestling's biggest, most legendary stories on the next episode. On the climax of the next episode, I promise you.
Let's move. Let's move.
See ya. Be good. Be kind. Stay safe. Peace.
We're out of time.